So I was just ascending the stairs coming out of Bermondsey Underground Station, and as I got to the top, very nearly stepped in a lot of blood. There was a man lying on the floor being tended to by somebody I now know is a young doctor. And hang on a second, I'll see if I can grab her. Excuse me, I just saw you attending to the guy there. I was just recording for the internet. Are you a doctor by any chance? Yeah. You look like you knew what you were doing.
Yeah, I am a doctor.
So from what I gathered, he was very drunk and he tried to get through the ticket gate and banged his head. A lot of blood.
Yeah, but what is this?
This is a microphone. So.
But who are you recording for?
For me, kind of a blogger.
Oh, right. A lot of blood. Intoxicated. There's very little we can do in a situation like that bar keep him awake, of which he did stay awake. But yeah, he's not going to go to hospital and have his head stitched, and we'll see from there.
And he's going to be okay. And he wasn't giving you any trouble, because it's got to be really dangerous actually dealing with someone who might not necessarily know what's going on because they've drunk a lot.
Yeah, very difficult. Covered in blood, probably have lost my shoes, but hey.
Oh, no. Oh, you have got blood all over your shoes, and they are very nice shoes. All in a day's work?
All in a day's work, and I'm about to do a 11-hour shift.
Whereabouts are you based?
Kings.
Your name?
Dr. Coward.
Dr. Coward, thank you very much indeed. A very brave Dr. Coward. That's a woman on the way to work to do an 11-hour shift who has just been crouching down, ruining some very nice clothes in a inebriated person's blood who injured himself whilst harassing passengers and attempting to double up through the gates and ended up hurting himself. Police and paramedics on the scene, and thankfully we have these trained people around, because there is a lot of blood on the ground, and I don't know, if the ambulance hadn't got him in time, he may well have bled to death on the floor there. I'm really impressed with her complete selflessness. Would we all have done the same with an aggressive, drunken person bleeding to death? Well, you don't know he's bleeding to death, bleeding on the floor. I don't know. I'm going to continue my journey now that I see the stretcher has arrived, and let the professionals from the NHS deal with what is probably one of thousands of incidents happening today in London.